Thanks, Chris.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, you can give yourselves a clap of hands, because you know what? That is what it's about, because it isn't about who speaks. It's about listening to the families weak. You know, it's about being and investing in each other in relationships. And some of the amazing parts that I get blessed with. Is hanging out in a meeting with my blood son. This is my son, Gabriel. This is the one here that I left him when he was a child. I abandoned him when he needed a daddy. And almost 31 years later, there's this really amazing little app called Facebook Messenger. And I got a message. And he came out here in October and brought two of his 18 kids, no, I'm kidding. two of my amazing granddaughters out, and now since he's out here and working and established, two more showed up. And so, again, that's how God restores families. You're talking, Lyle, I spent my first Father's Day at the Tin Caps ballpark with my oldest child and my baby child sitting with me on Father's Day. And that is God. That's just all God. You know, I mean, he's in the business of restoring what Satan's in the business of destroying. So never give up, bro. And when I said easy, it's easy for us to go back to the vomit. That's the easy part. The hard part, standing up there and saying, no, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I will not go backwards. So I want to encourage you. You did the hard stuff. You did the hard stuff. And everybody in this room has an opportunity to humble ourselves. Humility is what God placed on my heart for tonight. Because see, for some of us, we don't understand drug court, hope court, restoration court, you know, vet court. We don't understand that that has been placed into our life by God. By God. No, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Because see, there was another option. You could have had three brothers on each side carrying you to your final resting spot, and you would have never had the chance that we have to get our lives back. But we have to humble ourselves. We have to look at life and say, you know, what are we going to do once we got out of prison? And prison doesn't have to be Westville. Prison can be your home address. Prison can be your ex-husband or wife. Prison can be any place that Satan occupies your mind. That's prison. But for some of us, the majority of us in here, we have a number. I can remember mine like my last name, J66997. That was my California ID number. 4919455, that was my state of Oregon ID number. So I understand what it's like to have that kind of prison. But I also understand now, later in life, the different prisons I was in because of my own mentality. I thought I was number one. I thought so much so, I tattooed it on my arm. I thought riding with the motorcycle gangs for 20 plus years, almost 22 full years, was the right thing to do. To kill, steal, rob, pervert, or destroy. I didn't even know what being humble was. But see, God's word is very specific about humility. I met Wyatt Mullinex. How many of you got Wyatt Mullinex? I got that boy downloaded. You talk like this and you got a good old program. Wyatt tried to tell me about being humble. Wyatt also tried to tell me about my anger issues. I was so violently angry that if you bumped into me in prison, yard down. It was going down. There was no, oh, excuse me. If you bumped into me at Walmart, dude, you got the death look. My wife said, you look at them like you're going to kill them. I was like, at the time, I might have. But we had to start changing our process. And how do we change our process? I didn't find Jesus till I was 40 years old. 40. But in the Word of God, there was this other dude named Moses. And Moses had a buddy like I had a buddy. And Moses' buddy got beat down. So Moses took that dude out. And then Moses took off up onto the hill to hide from God for 40 years. Wow. Who are you hiding from? Who are we hiding from today? Fran Gall, she ain't nothing but a lady with a robe. Wendy Davis, Judge Avery, Serbeck, the parole department. Who are we hiding from? We're hiding from our own selves. We don't know what being humble really is.
My wife taught me how to write stuff down, so I'm getting good at this.
She said, dude, you gotta stay focused. I'm like, I am, I'm humble. So, I struggled with pride and not wanting to listen to rebuke and criticism. Not wanting to listen to these mentors. How many are mentors in this room? Put your hand up. You see these guys? Put your hand up. Y'all are mentors too. And these gentlemen right here have spoken into my life without them even knowing. They continue to speak into my life. But they're here for us today. Amen? If I don't get an amen, I'll be here till 9 and it's hot. Amen?
Amen.
Woo! Y'all wanted out of here, didn't you? It was through a series of these issues that God began to humble me. I learned humility by realizing my inadequacies through my mistakes, understanding that I am not in control. And by surrendering my life to Christ, check this part out, piece by piece. We come, man, I told you last week, and for those that weren't here, I'll just give you a little synopsis. We're like hog farmers. We come to God with the hog pen, start giving him the big hogs. Here's my porn, here's my weed, here's my drinking. But and then we start cleaning up. And as we turn around, there's a little piglet right there, that cute little piglet. We bend down and pick that little piglet up and we snuggle it and say, hey, God, I got this. You don't need this one, God. It's not that big a deal. I can handle this. What's your little piglet? Pretty soon we feed that piglet, and that piglet's a massive hog again. And we're weighted down again. And in Matthew 12:44, it says, when an evil spirit leaves a person, it goes into the desert seeking rest but finding none. So when we clean that out, in the name of Jesus, them spirits got to leave. In Jesus' name, we kicked them out. Check this out. Then it says, that evil spirit says, I will return to the person I came from. Comes right on back. Check you out. Going to see what you're really made of. So it returns and finds its former home empty. Key word, empty. Swept and in order. Did you hear the word empty? We didn't put God in there to fill that vacant space up. And without God filling that up, that spirit finds seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they all enter that person and live there. And so that person is worse off than before. This will be the experience of this evil generation. So if you think you got rid of one bad habit and you don't fill it with God, you not only get seven more, you got eight. And you think you're bad off now? Woo! Dude, that made me want to commit suicide when the California Highway Patrol were chasing me on my meth addiction because, see, I had acted like I had accepted Christ. But I kept that little piglet. So when that little piglet turned out to be methamphetamines, I was in a high-speed pursuit getting chased by the California Highway Patrol, and them other seven said, kill yourself. But God, them other seven spirits said, hey, you know how you used to flick the needle like this to get that last air bubble out? You can kill yourself by just shooting 60 cc's of solid air in your brain. I didn't even hiccup because of God. When I had that gun pointed in my face and he was ready to pull that trigger and shoot me with the gun I stole and sold to him for dope, ready to shoot me, and I said, do it. But God, we got to learn to humble ourselves, family. We got to learn to stand up to the enemy. It's easy for us to stand up to flesh, but the mind is our worst enemy. The mind right up here. I think I got to get high. I think I need a drink. Man, you don't understand what I'm going through, bro. My wife left me. So what? If you're doing what right, she's probably going to come home. My kids disown me. They won't ever... They come back. Because, see, we do what's right, not because it's easy, but because it's right in God's eyes. That's humbling ourselves. That's learning about ourselves. I found out that humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Did you get that now? Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. It's not about me. I am not better than anyone else. In fact, I am but a vapor in the wind. My life is here one day and gone the next. I have no more values than anyone else in this room. None. We all were created in God's image. Amen? Amen. We all fall short of the glory of God. It's scriptural. I need Him to give me strength. I rely on Him for every breath I take. Dude, if you don't believe in God, try this. Try this.
I can't believe in something I don't see. And hold your breath.
Hold your breath. Just hold your breath. And I guarantee you will breathe in about 30 seconds to 3 minutes, depending on how stubborn you are. But you can't see your breath. But you believe it's there. And it nourishes your heart. And it gives you thought process. Knowing my condition and importance. It's not about position or fame or success or wealth. It's not. We got some well-established people. A farmer for how many years? 320? Love you, Mick. Don't. All his life. We got dudes that have been in Brotherhood Mutual and different other things, but I'll let him tell his own story. It's not about bowing. It's about bowing before the King, surrendering everything you are to Him and for His service. It means being courteously respectful and thinking of others as better than ourselves. Humility is required. It is a position and a choice. If you think you are humble, you're probably not. You're probably not.
Oh, I'm a humble person. Dude, go preach to somewhere.
Psalm 138:6. Though the Lord is great, He cares for the humble. But He keeps His distance from the proud. Woo! Scriptural. Psalm 149:4. For the Lord delights in His people. He crowns the humble with victory. Now, do you understand the difference between humility and being humble? Ephesians 4:2. Always be humble and gentle. Woo! Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love for them. Dude, if people were offended by how many times I personally dogged them, dude, I wouldn't have a friend one in my life. I've been doing this here for a few minutes now, turned into weeks, turned into years, turned into what I do now because it's a passion. It's a passion what I do. Who better to go into the prisons and the jails but one that just was in the prisons and the jails? But see, it ain't about me. It's about this dude named Jesus who lives in me. James 4:6. God opposes the proud but favors the humble. So humble yourselves with God. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up in honor. Who better to hold your hand and say, champion? Him when you get up there. Him when you get up there. Now see, we all going to stand before that judgment seat one day, and I already seen my stuff whited out a lot. You know that book of life? I seen it blacked out. I seen it erased. I seen him rip out pages with my name on it. But you know what? Today it's written in ink. So is yours. So is yours. Every one of us have a chance. 1 Peter 3:8. All of you should be of one mind. Here, check this one out, man. This is one of my favorites. Sympathize with each other. Brothers need a halfway house. Brothers need jobs. Brothers need corn to grow. Brothers need houses to paint. Children's restored. Relationships, bracelets off. Life, hope. Being a daddy. Look at that baby over there. He gets to hold his baby. You're going to be holding your babies. Guaranteed, that's prophecy right there, brother. Guarantee. Check this out. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. You younger men must accept the authority of your elders. Like those guys over there, I'm still young, man. Why are y'all laughing, man? And all of you, here you go, serve each other out of humility. Scriptural. For God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, He will lift you up in honor. That honor is going to come up there, baby. He's building us a home up there right now. A home. How do you want your home stocked? That's how I look at it. We all going to go. If you're saved, I believe. I'll just hold my belief to myself. It ain't about my belief. But anyway, if you're saved, I believe you're going to heaven in a little rowboat with me and God. Okay? Amen. All right. Luke 18:14. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. We have the best example position when it comes to humility. It's Jesus Christ Himself. That dude was humble. That dude washed people's feet. He got down there and washed people's feet. That's pretty humble, dude. That dude made relationships with the hookers at the well, as I have said. Oops, sorry, pull that. But he didn't care what your past was. He knew what your past was. He knew how many times that woman had been married. He knew how many times that woman had affairs. He knew. Why do you think the faith-based mentoring serves the clientele of brothers and sisters that we do? Because there's not many that do, but the ones that believe in Jesus Christ and His power, His resurrection, His anointing, His love, His grace, His mercies. But when you walk into Hope Court, Miss Wendy Davis will say, I want you, Marvin, or Kayvon, which she actually, I'll tell you that story later, but she's not here tonight. They say, hey, go over and talk to them and invite them to your Monday night meeting. You know why? Wendy Davis is a believer in Jesus Christ. And she knows the only way to help us addicts, us convicts, is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Not AA, not NA, but the blood of Jesus Christ. Matthew 11:29. These are red letters. I like this part. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. We all were born. It's obvious. But see, we're all going to die. That's a given. Taxes and death. Two things that we're going to have to live with. But what's that 1 inch going to say about you? What's that 1 inch, that little dash, going to say about you? Man, are people going to let the weeds grow up around it and go, man, I ain't even going to go over there and tell them I miss them? Or are you going to have people that you impacted because you humbled yourself, restored yourself to God? Are you going to have people come there and say, hey, you impacted my life. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, son. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. 1 inch. That's all you got left on this earth is 1 inch. Philippians 2:3-8. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interest. but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. You got to have it. And if you don't know what it is, dude, it's full. It's called right here, the Bible. Basic instructions before leaving earth. I challenge us this week. In his word, there's red letters. How many of you know what them red letters mean? Everybody? Jesus' words. It'll take you approximately 2 hours to read from Genesis to Revelation all the red letter words. Because, see, it is a collaborative effort of what God inspired for the word. But aren't you curious what your daddy wants from you? I am. Aren't you curious of what his plans are for us? I am. We read other things. Dude, I'm real good. My wife says I got a nothing box. And my wives probably understand this. I can sit in my chair with that clicker, that little remote, and she say, what are you doing? I say, nothing. She goes, well, you're watching something. I go, no, I'm not. You know, I'm doing nothing. Now, women, I love y'all. But you cannot have a nothing box. You don't, you're not bred to have a nothing box. Your brains are like hot spaghetti in boiling water. They're just constantly moving. What are the kids doing? Who needs fed? What am I going to do tomorrow? I need to grocery shop. Oh, God, I don't have nothing to wear for there. I mean, you women have it. You can't have a nothing box. So, men, praise God, we got a nothing box. But here's what I suggest. You fill that nothing box with the red letter words. When you're sitting there with the clicker and you see Comcast come on, dude, shut it off. Shut it off. Spend an hour in his word reading the red letter words. Because see, Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in the human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Because see, he took our sins to that cross. And he was sinless. But he died for every one of us, past, today, and tomorrow. Amen? I'm certainly myself not perfect in the area of humility. I really am not. I'm not. Dude, I'm a sinner saved by grace. I try a lot, really good. I'm getting a lot better at listening to my 13-year-old. But she's a little girl and she's mean. But I raised her and I got blessed by her. But I continue to learn every day that everybody wants you to listen, listen, love, love. Listen, listen, love, love. Husbands here, brothers that have opportunities to have significant others, they don't want us to fix them. They just want us to listen. They just want us to listen. But don't take this as a mistake. Sometimes they'll want your opinion. So make sure that you say, do you just want me to listen? Or would you like me to give you some answers? Because, dude, you'll get caught up and you'll be in your nothing box. I am certainly not perfect in the area of humility, but I have chosen today to position myself under God's mighty hand, recognizing that He is God and I am not. We should live with confidence, but not self-confidence. Our confidence should come from the sufficiency of Christ. Now I'm going to leave us with a couple of warnings. Check this one out. The Bible warns us about this, okay? James 4, 13 through 16. Look here, you who say, today or tomorrow we are going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Woo! You got it, baby. We don't. If we give our all today, God's already got it laid out for tomorrow. He's already got it laid out for tomorrow. But dude, how far is heaven? How far is hell? That far? That's it. Snap of your fingers. You're either going to the smoking section or non-smoking section. That's it. There ain't no halfway ground. You're either going. I like this one. Okay, now, did I tell you about that 13-year-old little girl? Let me tell you this one real quick. You ever watch a show called Walking Dead? Come on, somebody's seen Walking Dead before. Yeah, now I got them hands up. Okay, check this out. Them walkers. Dude, they can be beat, they can be boop, they can be poof, they can be pulled apart, chains, all that stuff. But see, they still move. Unless they get shot in the head or something in their head. Guarantee, hell, we're going to be like them walkers, and Satan don't got a gun. The torment, the agony, the rotten smell of death is going to be forever. Or we're going to be up here with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, happy, doing the happy dance, fishing with the King of Kings, walking streets of gold. Now, I'm pretty cool. I understand that I'm old and fat. That's a Christian belly. But here's the deal. Where you want to spend eternity? Like the walking dead? Or whole and healed in Jesus' name with him? Hanging out with your other grandmamas, grandpapas, husbands, wives, brothers, sisters. Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. Think of that one. When you ought to say, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your own plans, and all such boasting is evil. I get up, dress up, and show up every morning doing the exact same thing I've done for 13 years. Read his word. Read his word. Read his word. Now, again, some of us, you know, we got hurt and we took pain pills and we did all these other things. As long as the doctor wrote them, that was good, right? You're allowed to. Well, when the doctor writes them and it says take 1 to 2 every 6 to 8 hours, I became dyslexic. And I thought it said 6 to 8 every hour. Why are y'all laughing, man? That's just the nature of an addict, amen? But see, I seen there was a problem in my mind. So I went and sought out help. I didn't just let it take me back to prison. I didn't let it just kill me in my vomit. What is your addiction? What are you willing to do to make sure that you're on this side of the fence instead of that side of the fence? Amen? Amen. So I got a couple questions for you to ponder. And you can take these with you because it's hot. How would you define humility in your own life? Something for you and God to discuss. Why is humility an important factor in our Christian walk? Why should we be humble? What other character traits go together with humility? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. That comes with humility. And where do you fall short? That's between you and God. Where can you lay it on the throne tonight and walk out of there a new person in the morning? Are there areas of your life that you need to give to God tonight so that when you walk out? I said this last week, and so for those of you that weren't here last week, see that green sign over there? It says exit. It's not an exit. That's an entrance. That's an entrance into the battlefield. That is an entrance into the battlefield. Arm yourself up here tonight. So before we close, I'm just going to pause. I just want everybody to just kind of close their eyes. You can do business with God in your mind. And as the uncomfortable silence kind of shows up, then I'm going to close this in prayer. Amen? Father, this is your room. This is your people. These are your people. And Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, as you hear all these thoughts, the ones that are battling with giving it up, the ones that know how to give it up, the ones that want to give it up, the ones that are going to leave it right here on these altars, Lord Jesus, I pray that you bless them.
I pray tonight, Lord, that as they kick that spirit out, Lord, they fill it through the full of truth, full of wisdom, power, and humility from on high. Father, you are the great I am. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the one for restoration. You are the one that allows restoration. You are the one, Father God, that we serve here tonight. So, Father, hear these prayers. Bless their hearts. And Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. If you've worked your way into this room, in the name of Jesus, I bind you right now. And whatever you want to kill, steal, rob, pervert, or destroy in any one of these people in this room, you're bound right now in Jesus' name and commanded to flee in the power of Jesus' name. So thank you, Father. Thank you for the ones that couldn't be here tonight, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to speak truth, love, and hope to my brothers and sisters. May you be glorified, edified, and magnified. And together, all God's people said, Amen. Amen.